What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Dark Therapy Session. My name is Arsenio Mash. You can follow me on Instagram at RSAYSR. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janeu of The Brandon Janeu Show at Brandon Janeu Show on Instagram. Today, we got a special episode for you guys. The topic is disconnected. However, we have Mr. DC from What the Shit podcast joining us, and we got a few people that's going to be hopping in along the way as we go as well. But like I said, today is the topic of disconnected. Mr. Brandon, how you doing today, brother?
Doing good, my brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm real good. I'm happy to be doing this, to be perfectly honest. Now, it was supposed to be live, but we had some technical difficulties. Couldn't do it live today, but it's okay.
Zoom don't want us to shine. Fuck Zoom for this shit here today.
facts.
Same thing when I left, they punk ass. Word.
And DC is our first guest ever on the show, so I'm going to allow him to introduce himself. Mr. DC, please do it. Introduce yourself.
Oh, my bad. No, I got caught up the whole first. That's why I was kind of like, oh, what the fuck this up. They gonna never have another guest on after me. DC, man, holy bunch of shit. The owner, the proprietor, the creator, the omnipotent. No, I'm just playing. Man, I host What the Shit, man. We do a lot of stuff. Actually, we just had these fellas on Wednesday, so I feel like I've seen these guys all week. God damn, more than my family. I host a podcast. I promote podcasts, man. I kind of produce podcasts, anything podcast. I'm kind of doing it right now, trying to not only help myself, but help the next person, man, who's trying to start out in this game, because it ain't easy, especially when you ain't got no help. So I started With the Shit to be able to talk shit, and now we're kind of doing a lot more.
Facts. And like I said already a bunch of times, disconnection is today's topic. Have you ever felt a disconnection with a partner or a disconnection with a loved one? Have you ever felt like you were being disconnected from someone? And how does being disconnected or disconnecting from someone feel? I'm going to start with you, Mr. DC. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt disconnected? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a loved one or the person that you're with. But just the sense of being disconnected. Have you ever had that feeling, and how did that make you feel?
Yeah, it ain't a great feeling. Like, you, like, as a man, you don't really realize, like, how much you need somebody. Like, as we're trained to kind of, like, do everything and be everything, that Superman complex that a lot of us have, until, like, you get somebody who, when they're at that brink of, like, almost leaving, you be like, damn. I might need this person more than I think I do, because a lot of the shit that I do is because they allow me, or not allow me to, but are there to deflect some of the smaller things that might take away from what I do. So it's a huge, like, it's a not a great feeling. Like, you just, like, especially if it's, like, sudden, like real quick, kind of a disconnect, you really don't have time to process. That can make it worse. But it's shitty, especially when you feel like you're doing everything, but you're really not. That also makes it worse.
Brandon?
Hell yeah. My disconnection is always, you know, I wouldn't say it's like even with a person. It's kind of with myself a little bit. You can have a disconnection with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You kind of could, you know, doubt yourself a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you like, I can do it, but you're like, I don't know if I really can physically do it. And it's just like, you disconnect yourself a lot from a lot of situations because you're not mentally stable or you're not mentally ready for it. So I feel like disconnection is more so, that's why I wanted to do this topic particularly, is because I wanted to talk about like the disconnect from a person, of yourself. Like, you can feel disconnected from yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can forget that, you know, life isn't easy. Yeah. And you can kind of put that strain on yourself so much that you kind of disconnect yourself from your own reality. You know what I'm saying? You put the blinders on so goddamn much that you forget that you still need people around you to help you get through shit. know what I'm saying? You know, you can have a disconnection with people, but you can have a disconnection with yourself. You could not look yourself in the mirror and understand what the hell you're seeing. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that that's the, always the thing about life sometimes. We forget that, in a sense, that you can have a disconnection with yourself. You cannot like yourself. You cannot like what you see in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a disconnection. You're so focused on the end goal. You're not, again, not focusing on what's going on around you. So that's the disconnect you can have with yourself. You're so focused on what's going on for the future. You're not building the blocks in the moment.
It's true. I agree. We're live streaming on my Facebook page right now, just to let y'all know. I feel like it's when you get into your own mindset, and when you start to realize there's things that you can do with and without, that's kind of where the disconnect can start. Especially when you're, when you have a partner or something like that, and disconnections happen, it happens a lot during a partnership or being in a relationship, because there are things that you may not want to show your partner. There are things that you may want to hide and like not necessarily not let them know about it, but just because you want to kind of keep certain things private and out of the way, or you, because you don't want to necessarily offend the person that you're with. And that can cause a disconnect, you know, if you're, you know, we're all podcasters here, and we all understand that, you know, there's certain things like we want to be free in the things that we say, and we want to be able to speak freely. Sometimes we can't do that with the person that we're with or the person that we're around. So we try to you know, advise, or, you know, like a parental advisory, or we try to filter ourselves around that person. And doing that, just by filtering yourself around the person that you're with or your partner, can cause a disconnect. And it brings in a lot of things that probably shouldn't be part of a relationship. Now, it's always good to have a partner that's willing to be with you and accept every part of you, of who you are. But if you have a partner that doesn't necessarily like certain things that you do, or like the way that you act in a certain way, or when you're drinking or something like that, doesn't necessarily like the fact that you're drinking, not that you're drunk or you're acting stupid, just the fact that you're drinking, they don't like that. That causes a disconnect. What are the kind of disconnections, DC, are there that you can think of that, because, you know, Brendan just talked about where we disconnect ourselves from people because we don't want certain things. So what are the kind of disconnections do you see out there that are important for people to realize and maybe kind of move past, or maybe try to get people to understand certain things about us? Are there any other kind of disconnections or anything like that that you can think of?
To be honest, like, I know emotional disconnect is huge. Spiritual disconnect, I've done that. Like, I don't really do organized churches because people, you know what I mean? It's
church.
I pray, I believe, you know what I'm saying? But I just organize in a building. Like, and what's crazy is my dad was like he was a born again Christian, and he was a pastor and an elder. And it was just, we kind of argued because I was like, I can't do church. Church starts in my heart, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's
sure
what it says. You know, I can't quote you the Bible, but disconnect from work. I mean, a lot of people do that often. Like, you don't even realize how often you just like, fuck this job every day, but you still go back. I think, Brandon, the biggest one is disconnecting with yourself, or even like our, like, just emotionals with ourselves. Like, a lot of us, we like, once we get that self-doubt, it tends to creep in so much that you begin to, not everybody does it, but sometimes people start doubting every little thing they do. Like, you know what I mean? Every choice they make, is it the right one? Is it the wrong one? Who am I going to hurt? Who can I hurt? So I think that one Brandon mentioned was one of the bigger ones.
Have you ever felt any kind of disconnection from somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, give me an example.
Every day. I'm not a people person, believe it or not. Like, people,
you're like, speaking to the choir here, yo. Both of us aren't people persons.
What was the dark therapy session?
I finally found the place where I belong. But no, man, exactly like, right. I'm not the biggest people person. Like, I tell my wife, like, she likes to do stuff. I don't like to do stuff. Like, I don't like being around large crowds of people. Not that I'm scared or anything. It's just anxiety. Like, I don't like being like that. Fishbowl effect. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, so many people around you looking, it just
like
it
cattle.
It just gets nerve wracking. It gets annoying. And if I'm around a large crowd too long, I disconnect. Like, I'm there, but I'm on autopilot. Like, I'm
facts. You shut down there a little bit.
And I don't mean to. It's just I'm not. And it's crazy because I am a bubbly kind of person. I have a personality. But I just can't do people. Thank you.
But you're right, though. I get it.
I can't do people. You know what I mean? Especially people I don't know. Like, if it's people I know, I'm good. But it's the stranger effect that I just. I don't know.
Like,
man.
Small talk. Like, me and Brendan have talked about small talk. We fucking hate small talk. We don't want to talk, you know, podcasting has actually helped us with small talk, and we're able to be able to do it.
How?
Mm-hmm.
What's the code? Because I still don't do, I don't like small talk.
Just the fact that we're able to talk to certain people and to people, sometimes people that we don't know, and try to produce a show for our podcast. You know, that those little type of things that we've learned.
I guess I can do that.
Of course.
I have a bunch of guests that come on that I don't have no idea who they are, no nothing about other than the, you know, research I do. So to strike up a conversation, yes, I can do that. But it's people outside that, like, in person, for some reason, I just be like, I could walk away from you at any moment, dog. You just don't realize I can just turn and go this way or this way and not have to fucking hear none of this. Like, my problem is I don't care about trivial things.
Sure.
I have a low tolerance for trivial things. Like, I don't give a fuck how your dog feel or what kind of soup you ate. Nigga, that means nothing to me.
Right.
Like, I get tired of trying to pretend I care about things that I don't care about. And I think that's my problem, because it makes me disconnect from people to where it's like, dog, I know you're going to either ask me for some money or you're going to ask me about some goofy shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Like, it's just, I can't do the trivial everyday stuff, so I disconnect from it. Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just like, I'm going to just walk up to you in the store and be like, hey, man, like, right brand. It's like, nigga, what the fuck? They got it? I just want milk. Like, I hate going to Walmart.
I just want milk.
So many people. Like, this girl today, I told my wife the story. Like, this girl was trying to be cute. She had, you know, small shorts on, little tank, you know, titty nibbles out. But then it was like, she had, like, ketchup, like, Kool-Aid stains on the shirt. And I was just like, yeah, no. See, that's why I can't meet people, man. Like, you trying to be hot, but you didn't look at the full package. Like, you didn't pay attention. And I know I don't care, because I'm going to that motherfucker with fucking house shoes and some fucking holy sweatpants. Like, I'm not trying to impress nobody. I'm just trying to get in and get the fuck out. This is Walmart, dog. This ain't no fashion store. This ain't even Macy's, nigga. It's Walmart.
I know. Facts.
I don't know, Brandon.
This ain't even Macy's, bro. It's Walmart.
That motherfucker like Walmart is like Target or something.
Holy shit.
Right. There's definitely levels to the shit. There's Walmart, Target, Macy's. There's definitely levels, for sure. Markets. You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
You shop at Walmart every day. Nigga, if I can buy tube socks and tires at the same place, nah, it ain't a place I want to be talking to a motherfucker all day.
Right. Or where I can go buy a motherfucking fish. and motherfucking baby clothes.
Niggas out here buying formula and dog food at the same day.
Facts. Facts.
Like, nigga, you buying drawers and motherfucking earrings, my nigga. Like,
word is
why am I about to sit here talking to you, nigga?
Yeah, word. Yo, and you be seeing the craziest shit at Walmart, man.
Oh,
yo, people be like, dressing in their drawers. I mean, it'd be wild. Dog,
I live on by Walmart. It's supposed to be a little classy. These motherfuckers just don't care. I've seen the bitch with Halloween pajamas in the middle of the summer. Like, damn, you ain't even gonna switch that shit up. Like, you ain't gonna make a change or nothing. Every day is Halloween, bitches.
Yeah.
You know, Halloween?
Like, that's a meth head right there.
And the motherfucking shirt be like way up here. Yeah. I'm like, damn, man, I need to work out. I don't know if I'm that big, but that just make me want to just like, I'm a.
Yeah,
nah, I don't need these oatmeal pies and stuff. As much as I don't know. Put down these little Debbie's creatine or something. I'm cool on that. I'm a switch gears. Not another seeing this shit in here. Dog, I seen this motherfucker with a bowl.
That's quite
cut.
A disconnect.
I seen a nigga with a bowl. Cut. Like, you pay good money for that. Like, you pay good money for a motherfucker to put a bowl on your head and shave the sides.
Sheesh.
Damn.
Shit, you see, man, I'm observing too.
Word, hell yeah, man. It's wild, man. It's wild out there, and you know, a lot of people don't understand some of that shit. I'm sorry, did I cut you off, Brandon? Go ahead, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I kind of wanted to start off with the definition of disconnection. It's the state of being isolated or detached. The act of detaching one thing from another, or termination of the connection. Mm-hmm. Now, have any of you guys, I'm going to go to Brandon. Brandon, have you ever terminated a connection?
All the time.
Is that right?
All the time.
What kind of connections have you terminated?
I feel like it was already starting to get that way. I just feel like, you know what? Fuck it. And I just disconnected. Like, if I feel it already, it's like, okay, it's time to just get on with this shit and move on to the next. You know what I'm saying? It's no need to continue to drag out, I guess. There's no need to continue to drag out. Like, if you already feeling it, it's like, yeah, something's off with this situation already. You might as well just go ahead and just deal with it right then and there and get it over and done with.
How long does that take?
And that shit could take it for a long time, because sometimes you are a little bit more so like, let's see really what's really wrong with it. But now that I'm getting older, I'm kind of like better with it. And I can just be like, yeah, fuck this shit. I can just get to the point and be like, yeah, fuck this shit. I ain't got time for this shit today. And I go on about my business. I think the disconnect, like what DC said, like going to Walmart, that shit is like, bro, I got to go in the morning. If I don't go in the morning, I'm not going to Walmart at all. Fuck that shit. I'm so serious. Like, bruh. Like, if I go, like, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm liable to choke somebody to fucking death. I'm so serious. I'm not even playing. Yeah. I'm so liable to fuck somebody up. It's not even funny.
That's like me. I prefer to go at night, like, in the evening after 9 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
I should close early. Like, I should close at, okay, like, 11. 11, 12, right. Like, it's not, right, even open a long time. And they did that shit because of the hurricane, like a hurricane, okay, a couple years ago. They never really switched it back. Like, it has like a 12 o'clock disconnect. Like, it's like, god damn, bitch. Like, I used to go in there, bitch, at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, ain't nobody there. You go in there, take your time, right, shop real quick. The rest is still open. Like,
still be, yeah, a line. Still, yeah, be a line still, in that bitch.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you getting bananas at 3 o'clock in the morning? What the fuck are you trying to create here?
But they got one cashier.
Yeah.
Luckily now they got the automated lanes. You know what I'm saying? But
man, I used to work at a Walmart. I know exactly, man. That shit used to, man. I used to had to stay late at like 1 o'clock in the morning. Like, why the fuck are y'all here? Yeah. Like, I get it if you get off late. That's understandable. But nigga, you ordering, you getting
condoms and Plan B, my son.
Nah, it's not even that. I wish it was just that. It'd make more sense. These motherfuckers making groceries at 12.
Pizza.
Yeah, buying frozen pizza.
I'll do a full fucking grocery list of shopping at 2 o'clock in the morning, straight up. It's just easier that way. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to deal with nobody.
Bro, just go at 6 o'clock. Just go at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's way more easier.
I'm asleep.
As soon as they open. From shop, because that nigga was shopping at Walmart at 2 o'clock, and I'm fucking. Exactly. I ain't shopping at 2. That nigga shopping at 2 o'clock. Oh, my dad's asleep.
Yeah, right.
Word. I think I'm opposite of Brandon, man. I think I cut shit off before it need to be.
Is that right?
I've been known to. If I don't even need a hint, nigga. If I just got a feeling like, yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, I'll disconnect. But I've always been that. And I think I don't feel like I'm human sometimes. I'm like, I don't, the emotional thing, I'll disconnect quick. Like, you getting too close? Bye. You ain't trying to do nothing? Bye. You sneeze wrong? Bye.
How you sneeze wrong? Hold on. How you sneeze wrong?
I see the nigga go like, I'm out.
My thing is when you sneeze more than like 3 or 4 times in a row. Come on,
man. I'm good. No, that's man, I don't wait around for people.
You get a man a chance to catch his breath. You just try to catch his breath to sneeze. Oh, DC.
Man, you should have caught that shit before, nigga. Man, you just can't be out here ugly sneezing out in the world, man.
Ugly sneezing. So like, okay. Like, so I've talked about it on the show before, man. I'm going through a divorce and stuff like that. And I've had conversations with women and some of them where you think they'll lead to something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the dating world, by the way.
Oh my god.
I'm glad I did that, man.
That's all that shit is. A bunch of talks and like it, bitch ain't going nowhere. Fuck what? That's a disconnect. See, that's when you learn disconnection like a motherfucker. Facts. You like, you know what? I ain't got time for this shit today.
Facts.
That shit. I remember the dating game and that shit was toxic back then. I know it's worse now because everybody wanna be Meg Thee Stallion and all that.
Fucking sweet heat. It was sweet heat. It's not sweetie. Songs. That shit is sweet heat.
Whoever the fuck it is, I ain't got time for it. Fuck that shit. Even back then, it was like, man, I'm kind of old school. My grandfather from Mississippi, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
So I'm used to motherfuckers just trying to.
Oh, here you go.
He got them leather pants.
Stop. Now we on my Facebook page. We got to watch. We got to relax.
Oh, now we gotta relax.
I'm sorry. Mark watching. Mark is watching us. Mark is watching us.
Peace, Mark.
Mark is watching us. Mark is watching us. Fuck you. let me tell you.
Fuck that guy.
He's barely watching.
Fuck him.
Mark who?
Mark Zuckerberg. Fuck that dude.
Oh, shit.
You know, oh, my God, like,
yeah, because I got a bunch of marks on my shit. I'm like, wait.
Hey, oh, no. What
did Mark Zuckerberg do to you?
The nigga in the hoodie. The nigga in the hoodie. The pal nigga in the hoodie.
Yeah.
I'm a nigga in the hoodie. I heard it look down like. Hold on now.
Mark D.C. Zuckerberg. So no, you know,
nah, but this shit look good.
And the person that I was talking to, they happen to be a podcaster themselves, and you know, I explained to them early on, which I'm talking about in a couple days. Like, look, my mental health issues is real. Okay, I don't just talk about them shits on a fucking podcast. I live the shit 24/7. So. When I explain that, I'm like, look, I have to take time off from talking to people. If I don't, then you're going to get the worst of me. And I don't want to give you the worst of me because we've only been talking for less than a week.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. So I come back and, you know, look, I'm feeling a little better. Hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Your energy has changed. You're a different person. You're not the same person I was talking to before. I told you this. I told you that this would happen.
Did you not read the disclaimer?
My point exactly.
Like he, I deliver medical equipment on a daily basis.
Facts. Hospital. Shout out to the drivers out there.
Constantly seeing, picking up equipment from people who have just passed away that I just delivered like 2 days before.
That's tough.
When I get home, ain't nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I disconnect from my family. I gotta just go decompress, man, because that shit is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every day I deliver equipment, pick up equipment, that's day in, day out, and that shit,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, is you dealing with death, so you know what I'm saying? I fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why I talk a lot of shit. People don't understand. I'll be talking this shit because it's therapeutic, man, because if I don't, I'll fucking explode.
That's right. That's right. And it's important to do that.
So I understand when you say that, man, because sometimes you get so full of, and that's what I was talking about, like that frantic energy. It's different from work. You know what I mean? It's a different energy when I come from work because it's like I'm dead tired emotionally, right. Physically. Like I need an hour. Just let me play the game, listen to the music, just let me be.
Decompress. You know what I mean? I call that and decompressing.
At first, we butted heads over that because it was like my wife, you know, she wanted them come home, let's talk about everything. Me, I need some space. It's not you, it's me. Like, I just need time to not Donnell Jones and to see where I want to be. I just need time to get my mind right. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this shit for like five, six years now. Like, this
word. Shout out to Mrs. Kwamia. Pillow Talk with the T. If you want to be on the live, you'd have to turn on your camera. I don't know how you feel about that necessarily. But we do have a fourth person in here, y'all, and is Mrs. Kwamia.
Oh yeah, I forget that little talk. You can't see the square.
Yeah. facts. So, how do you feel about this connection, Ms. Kwamia? And what are some of the type of disconnections that you've possibly made or had within your life? And just talk to us about disconnection, if you can.
Well, this is so really ironic that we have this conversation because I really had a couple of actually disconnections in my life, not just only relationship-wise, but just, you know, family and personal-wise as well. How I feel about it is that, honestly, at my age and where I'm at in my life, if it needs to happen, I have no problem with that. Because I truly believe that everybody comes in your life for a reason, season, lifetime, and a lesson. And whatever the lesson is first supposed to be learned from that person, and however the season end up being over, I'm okay with that. It's two people in a week's time I had to disconnect from. Sad to say, but at the end of the day, I'm glad that the mask has revealed itself, and I was shown what I needed to be shown, because I'm a loyal ride or die person, no matter from family to a relationship to a mother to whatever I am to anyone in this world. And what I truly pour into people, and when no one's giving that back to me, I cannot continue to connect with them. So I have to disconnect themselves. And also when people show me disloyalty, I believe it. There's no second, third, fourth chance or time. So I definitely believe people for face value for who they are. And all the things that I've been in my life that brought me to this point about just accepting the fact what it is. Okay, hi. You meet people, the person, you don't know if they're going to be the rant, the branch, the leaf, or the root of your tree. Until that person actually show you what part of the tree of they going to be of yours, then you'll see. But other than that, I have lately been saying no new friends. And I definitely mean no new motherfucking friends.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's about quality, not quantity.
That's the truth right there.
That's an interesting thing. You said it, Tati, because I feel like loyalty is the reason why we do disconnection.
Damn,
like, once our loyalty get tested, it's like, you know what? Should we even continue with this shit?
Okay, man, I'll disconnect you in a second.
Yeah, it's because it's like you testing my loyalty now. You testing if I'm gonna still be there for you. It's fucked up when I keep being there for you, but you're not there for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck?
Where we live in, though, man. It's my favorite saying is life is like a bus. I'm not gonna keep starting and stopping for motherfuckers who want to get off. I'm just gonna speed right by your ass, and then you try to run behind it because it's just like yeah. You said, we get into it. I'm getting to an age to where I don't give a fuck who's riding with me. I don't care who's not. I just got to keep doing what I need to do.
So you drive.
Do what I need to do. It makes no sense, man, because people are funny. Like we had that conversation, like people want you to support them the way they want you to support them, but they don't want to support you at all.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? It's weird, man. So I try to stay away from those type of people. Like I said, I'm quick to disconnect. So if your email is wrong from the jump, I won't answer.
Facts. I'm right there with you on that. So how many of us here have been like Forrest Gump, waiting at the bus stop for the bus to show up, and waiting for somebody to you know, be that person that we want them to be? How many of us here have done that? Raise a hand. Well,
I have. Wow.
Okay, yeah, good.
All of us got to raise a hand.
I mean, it's true.
I can say a hooly hoo. I've been that person, but that was the young version of me. The 40-year-old version of me. I'm not doing that. I don't even want nobody coming to my life if they are mentally fucked up.
Yeah.
I really don't. And when let me explain that. Like, if you do have mental issues, if you're working on it, you acknowledge them. If you are aware of them, you're in that journey, you're doing something to be the best version of yourself, cool. You my dude, my girl, my partner all day. But if you still in denial and everybody around you see it and you don't, yeah, you got to get away from me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's like a forced disconnect. So, like, how many of us here have been forced to be disconnected? Raise your hands.
Yeah, I think we all have.
Okay, so give me an example of Brandon. I'm gonna start with you. Give me an example of a forced disconnection where you were forced to be disconnected from this person.
Again, it's myself. I really wouldn't say I forced any other disconnection but with myself. I forced myself into situations that I thought was good, which kind of took a lot of time and energy away from myself to grow and be better as a person. So when you kind of give your energy to somebody and you're trying to force a situation, you're really fucking up your own shit and you don't even see it because you keep trying to, you're hitting your head against that wall, man. It's a fucking wall every time. And then you try to like, yeah, it took me a long time to kind of get to this point in my life where, you know, the loyalty and the trust and all that shit was kind of just displaced in other situations where I didn't believe in myself because I thought something was supposed to be there and it wasn't. And I couldn't understand why it wasn't there when I was like, I'm doing everything in my power to be there for you, but you're not there for me. Why is that the point? So I had to force, I disconnected myself. I just connected myself. I don't know what that was.
Word.
I thought I heard chopsticks. I was like, what?
Y'all hear our own thing, man. No, it's all about where you are.
My son walked in here with his.
All right. So Kwai, tell me. Has there been an instance where you've been disconnected, where somebody had to disconnect from you?
I won't say that nobody has been disconnected from me, but I know I had to disconnect myself from a family member. And honestly, it's been a year and a half since I actually spoke to this person. This person actually just called me like 3 or 4 weeks ago saying he had a dream about me. And kept asking other family members, hey, how's Kwai doing? How's Q doing? But they were just getting a basic answer. So she reached out to my brother, but like, yo, I'm just going to end up hitting her up because it been way too long. But I disconnected myself from her due to the fact that the immaturity, the like-mindedness of me is not there. And to me, I believe that you could fight with somebody that you love in a fearful way. You could fight with love. I understand a lot of people don't believe that could happen. A lot of people, I understand a lot of people haven't mastered that. But Kwamea, I have mastered that I could fight with love. So, and I understand everyone is not there yet. But when it comes to family, she was fighting below the belt. Like if I was a bitch on a street corner, a broad street in Market. And I don't like that. So I had to disconnect because she didn't know how to put me in a position like I'm your first cousin. I'm your family. I'm not the other girls that you fight with on the other day, every other day basis. So when you talk to me crazy like that, I have to disconnect with you. When you start talking about police, I have to disconnect with you. When you start sitting there talking about lawyers, I have to disconnect with you. Because you're not looking at me as family. So when I had that, I told her in the family group, I say, blank, 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 I have to remove you from my life. When I said that, she went off. She was upset. And I haven't spoken to her since until 3 weeks ago. So she apologized. I accept her apology, but will me and her be reconnected as we were before? No.
Right.
Will she have accessibility to me like she did before? No. Will she get my new number? Hell no.
Sure. And you know, when I went to church, the pastor would preach.
Wow, whoa. You went to church?
Yeah, facts. I was baptized.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, facts. I baptized one of my kids as well. But you know, he would in one of the sermons, he mentioned that he talked about forgiveness. And he also said, you know, forgiveness is in our heart. We don't necessarily have to forgive. We can forgive the person, but we don't necessarily have to talk to them, be their friend, and be all up in their business like we were before, you know, the disconnect, if you will. Mm-hmm. But we can still forgive them and still move on with our lives and still feel good. Yeah. You know, and I think that's good what you did, Kwa, because, you know, sometimes we don't need that shit in our lives. We don't want that shit in our lives. So we move on, but at the same time, we don't hold the grudge.
Yeah, exactly.
Forgiveness is a lonely road. Forgiveness is a lonely road. Like, either you gonna do it or you not. It is what it is. But that's the only choice that's really in your hands. Like, if you want to forget that person, forget that person. If not, then fuck it. It is what it is.
Facts. What about you, DC? Give me an example of when you've been disconnected, someone disconnected from you.
From me?
And you're like, damn, that person's not talking to me at all.
Oh, if they do, I don't know.
I know. It's hard, especially with people like us, because we don't give a shit.
Hey,
but
man, that's just one less person I got to send a Christmas card to. The way I feel is, if a person disconnects from me, it's more of a them problem than a me problem. Because really, if you disconnected, then you have a problem with what I don't know, but I don't have time to figure it out because you didn't come to me and talk to me about it. So evidently, it's nothing that can be fixed. So there's nothing I should be worried about.
Word.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've had people disconnect from me, especially when I was younger, because I was more of an asshole. So I know I forced some people away. Some on purpose, some not.
Yeah. So inside baseball, for those of you that don't know, Brandon and I were just on What the Shit podcast a couple of days ago. And this is kind of what we talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
And what was brought up is how, you know, me and DC are kind of the same person. And the fact that we don't give a shit necessarily about everybody's feelings, you know what I'm saying? And the people that are around us are the ones that we kind of care about the most. Yeah, we try. There's no doubt about it. But it's what we are. And you know, Brandon, you are the same way. I think, you know, you're a little younger in age, and I don't mean that as any disrespect. I'm just saying, yeah, we're dated. But I'm just saying it for
dated, man. It's
for facts. I'm just saying for you, Brendan, there's still time. Yeah, but
sometimes I just be yelling up on 10, man. I just wake up on 100 and just get to going, man. I don't even know why. It's my personality, man.
Yeah,
just,
man. And we can, there's a lot of times where we can be assholes and we don't necessarily mean it. You know, Brandon, I mean, we've talked about this. You know, we can be shitheads to the people around us, but it's just not necessarily personal. But at the same time, it's just like, don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? And
it's rejection.
That can cause people to be disconnected from us. That can cause people to not want to talk to us, to be around us. So, you know, we're assholes. We're dickheads. You know, excuse the term, Quab, we mansplain. You know what I'm saying? We do these things that aren't necessarily in our minds negative, but it can be taken negatively. And I feel like that, you know, we have to learn from that first and foremost and try to be better from that. However, we're comfortable in it, and it's just like,
I don't fuck with you. If I fuck with you, you know my sarcasm is coming from a place of love. Like my wife and when we first started, my sarcasm used to piss her off. To
where we was she like, wanted to fight you?
Yeah, she about to fuck me. Yeah. She gets me. She knows that it's not like I do it on purpose. It's just I speak it's from the heart or from the head. Either way, whoever get there first to the mouth is going.
Right. I think that's a good phrase. I'm glad you said that. That is a good point. Because we say what's on our mind, but we don't necessarily filter it through our heart first. We just, it goes straight from our brain to our mouth.
Everybody part win the race to the mouth. That's who's speaking today.
we try to buffer it. We try to buffer it.
Even when I try, it still come out fucked up. So I'm like, yeah, why not just give you the real? I try to twist a few words around to make it feel good and sound good. It just come out worse.
So what you're saying is you don't even have a conversation with your heart no more. My heart like, fuck that shit. Yeah, I ain't got a chance of hell.
It's hard.
The heart like, I don't even got a chance of hell. I ain't got a chance.
My heart don't even talk no more. That nigga just be like, hey man, I know you're gonna fuck it up. Go ahead, do it.
The heart done gave up.
The heart like, I'm standing in the corner, nigga. I'm gonna let him go ahead and do it.
Just dribbling the ball between his legs, sitting on the bench like, I told the nigga to put me in.
Yo, and it's so true. And you know, I've said it on so many other episodes before. It's like Joyner Lucas, or is it Lucas Joyner? I still don't
fucking John Lucas. John Lucas.
Okay, Joyner Lucas. I know what I'm thinking. I just don't know how to say it. You know, and it always comes out the way I think it, not necessarily the way I mean it. Mm-hmm. And that right there, man. Listen.
Somebody said this a long time ago. Like, word is no word processor. Life is not a word processor. Whatever the fuck we said right then and there, it is what the fuck it is. Maybe we try to buffer it. Maybe we try to make it easier on it. But sometimes, you know what? It just came out the way it was supposed to come out. Now you could be mad or you could be in your feelings. I could care two shits.
We say that, but a lot of people, and I said this before, people want the real till they get the real.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like, oh, damn, I didn't know he was going to be that real.
Right.
And I've learned that in this game, like, people don't want the real. They don't want the truth. They want some version of the truth. They want a iota of truth. Yeah. You know, they want the truth light. They want truth light. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like they want you to Coke, but you know, it ain't the full version. It's a little water in the game.
Yeah, they want it watered down, for sure.
And I don't know how to do that, which is why I have a problem. Which, you know what I'm saying? Why there's a disconnect.
And I want to just say, that's probably why all our podcasts work.
Yeah,
that's probably why all our podcasts work. Because we try to buffer shit.
Q don't hold back nothing, bro.
She don't give a shit. She don't care.
Nope. Especially with the black leather pants.
I thought I was the only one. Like, if I lie to somebody, I feel bubble gut like a motherfucker. I feel like
Facts. Yeah. No, we get to a certain age that lying really does kind of bother us. It hurts.
Not only that.
I stopped lying a long time ago.
Yeah.
My grandfather told me something that stuck with me a long time ago. I don't know where the fuck he got it from, but it was, I'd rather kill you with a lie than save you with the truth. And that always, you know what I'm saying? A lie can be pretty, but truth is ugly. Like, that shit stuck with me because it's like, yeah, this truth is going to hurt you right now, but that pretty lie is going to keep you in a suspended reality for longer than you need to be. I'm here to tell you the truth, brother. This ain't for you.
Yeah,
now, the sooner we realize that, the sooner we can move on and you find a new avenue.
Facts. Yeah.
Some people let the lies create a metaverse.
Right.
Some people let their lies create a metaverse on their ass. Don't even understand what they're really doing.
Some people let their lies create a whole meta that they stole from somebody else.
You know, and to kind of go back onto the subject, you know, disconnected, you know, obviously y'all know I've been in a relationship. I was married to the same woman for the past 21 years, been together for 25 years. Now the disconnect kind of happened when we decided to be our own people and be individuals instead of being a couple, instead of working things out together and doing things individually. And once we started doing things individually, it became to the point where we didn't need each other anymore. You know what I'm saying? And that happens. Have any of y'all been in that kind of relationship? I know probably not as long, maybe, but have y'all ever been in that kind of relationship where y'all just said, fuck it, and I'm just going to go do my own thing?
Brother, all my relationships was like that to my marriage. That's probably right. It's my longest relationship.
How long have you been married?
107 years.
Uh-huh. Ooh, you in trouble. Ooh, you in trouble.
This has been my longest relationship up until now.
Holy shit!
And it is, I ain't too sure. I'm going to 7 years.
He caught a shot in the middle.
2015, is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. May 22nd, 2015. Actually, our anniversary is coming up this month, so.
You sure?
Yeah. Right. It's been 7 years. No, because I thought about it, because I was like, has this been my longest relationship? But it has.
Okay. What about you, Miss Kwa? Have you ever dealt with something like that?
That I wanted to get myself out of it, or, you know, it changed?
Where y'all became individuals and the disconnect came from your individuality.
No, I wouldn't say that. No, I can't really say that. Like, I've been in a long-term relationship, but if the disconnect wasn't because of the individuality, disconnect because he put his hands on me. So that's what it is.
Sheesh. That's a serious disconnection right there.
Yeah, and then he started asking questions. Why aren't we intimate, or why am I pulling back, and why? I'm like, who wants to sit there and get a black eye and then you want to have sex? Who does that? That doesn't add up.
I don't know. That sounds kind of dope. Nah, I'm just
You
kidding.
Know what I'm doing.
Big beer, boy, I tell you.
Man, well, hold on. Let me see. We are literally an hour or so into this episode. We got canceled just like that. Fuck that. Facebook about to pull us and shit.
Well, I'm so glad y'all was the first and last guest. Going down in history.
Yo, we getting canceled.
You want a dark therapy session? There's a disconnect, my brother.
That was Wise gonna be the only one saved because she didn't have any video.
She told a story. Everybody else out here like, everybody out here like, oh, man. Yeah. I should have made a wager with RC. I should have made a wager with RC. Like the timer, should have put a time on it. Like, it's going to happen the first half or the second half. Like, we should have been like the first.
We haven't even hit the second half yet.
So first half or second half. Like we should have been like first half or second half. Which one are we gonna get canceled on first?
Yeah, facts. so what about you, Brandon? Have you ever had that kind of shit?
No, I haven't had a long term relationship, so no. Okay. But I think disconnect does come from individuality. I think because if you want to be in a relationship, you're gonna have to be codependent.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of understanding that. Like you're going to have to be codependent in a sense.
In a sense, you do.
In a sense,
you
because
can be an individual. It's just how far you take that individual. Yeah.
And that's what that goes. That's why I feel like
because me and my wife are individuals. We two different personalities, but at the end you're of the a day, team. We're still a yes. So, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the key.
You have to be a team.
Yeah, definitely.
Me and Austin have talked about
this before. Can't be Kobe and Shaq on the team. You gotta be more.
But LeBron, Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, that or Chris Bosh and whatever creepy person he's sleeping with now. But yeah, I mean, it's
I don't watch sports. See, look, y'all lost me. That's my disconnect.
I can't.
Okay,
Al Pacino and right. Robert De Niro.
Oh Lord,
Shia LaBeouf and Robert De Niro.
Shia LaBeouf and Rose. I mean, it just got to be a good team that kind of work. You know what I'm saying? You just got to be able to accept the word that you're different.
People have no idea. People have no idea what the hell just happened, but let me explain. Monday, Sunday, midnight, y'all gonna understand what the hell that whole dynamic just was about just a moment. Yeah. Oh,
facts. Go watch the Brandon Janu show, man. Check that shit out. You'll understand.
Yo, let me explain these clips that I be posting on this goddamn thing. I'm laughing while I'm trying to clip this shit.
Like, and I was like, damn, I can't believe he said that shit. But no, it works if you're a team and you have a common goal. There has to be a common goal.
Right.
There has to be a period where y'all talk about things and, you know, lay everything out on the table.
But I think
no
that
judgment.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, like it depends on how far you want to take your independence in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's the biggest thing.
Because some people just don't give a fuck. Like they're so used to being independent, and that's kind of why I feel like when I get in a relationship, it's gonna be like a little hard for me at the beginning, because it's like I've been independent for so long, I know freedom. Right. It's hard to kind of like bring that. It's hard to bring that shit back after you like been. It's amazing, you know. It's amazing.
I look outside the bars and see people.
Yeah, you go outside. You can smell the air. Like you can walk. Different. DC, do you know you can walk by yourself and nobody's gonna call you and ask you where you at? Why are you walking? Because I felt like it.
I just stopped walking, brother.
When you're in that spot where you feel like it's hard to bring it back, because right now, I definitely know if I get into dating someone or a relationship, that person definitely gonna have to understand that I'm very strong on my individuality. That my schedule is super busy, that the fact that yes, I'm going to make time, we're gonna have to coincide our schedules to be able to fit that time in, because my love language is definitely quality time, rubbing on my booty and definitely sitting there. But yeah, so my
husband face popped up so fast. Your husband face popped up so fast. Like, he's like, oh really? Yeah, he's like, oh really? Tell me more.
He's right,
you have to understand, because at the end of the day, I don't want somebody that's under me all day, every day, or I just don't want to. And I've been single for such a good quality of time that I even said to myself, if I do get married, he may have to understand that an old girl might have a condo and need some time, you know, every other week.
I thought you was about to say something else.
A condo?
No.
I was like, you got to understand, nigga, I married you, but I'm fucking everybody else.
One thing about it, I'm in a relationship or I've been married before, I'm in it. Trust and believe, this VV belonged to one person and his DD belonged to me. That's it, period. And if we choose to have a conversation to bring somebody in, that's our prerogative.
But
individuality, it has to be a ground basis to the fact that the other person have to also have that same mindset as well, because if not, it's like it's going to be diffusion, it's going to be disconnect, it's going to be complicated, it's going to be arguments, it's going to be him or her nagging all the time. And it's like to try to understand, well, why you ain't here? Why they ain't there? And I wouldn't want that. So, and it's like, I would really need someone to understand I am a true fucking entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And that I be away half of the time of the year. So,
I think it's about laying that, like you said, laying that ground rule in the beginning. Like, hey, bruh. Like, dudes get to do it all the time, and women have to accept it. Like, this is what's going on. You got to dig it, and then that's all it is to it. I think women should be able to lay that jack swag down, too, and niggas just be like, all right, if not.
But niggas, some fucking dudes can't deal with that shit.
Yeah.
But that's accept a new problem, not a me problem, man.
Some fucking dudes can't deal with that shit. Hey, Q, just be like, why.
Shut the fuck up when a real nigga talking.
Yeah.
You need a guy that can't, if any woman or vice versa, any man that meets a woman or either woman meets a man that can't deal with it, guess what? You shouldn't be trying to continue to build anything because 100. That person is not understanding where you're coming from. They doesn't meet your qualities or your standards or where it is that you guys don't fit. So why are you going to try to bang a puzzle piece into a piece that doesn't fit? Like, sure. So I'm like, you know, you'd be like, all right, nice
a
to meet you.
A square peg into a round hole.
Exactly. Like, my thing is, it's like, all you got to do is say, nice to meet you. You know, have a nice life. But unfortunately, this is not going to work. But for some reason, people and our people of our community, it's like when they meet somebody, it was like, they see the red flag. They hear the red flag. The shit could be right in their face. They could taste it, smell it, and see it. They still be like, you know what? It's all good. I could fix that. He going to change. It's going to be different. Like, no.
I think it's society, because for so long we were told that we were in broken homes.
Mm-hmm.
So I literally had, I don't want to do this, but let's take Will Smith for example. He made the reason why he's still with Jay is because he made a vow that he wasn't going to be like his last marriage, and he was going to make it work no matter what. He felt like he failed the first time. So a lot of people fail in relationships one or two times, and then after that, just like they dead set on making it work no matter what, and they stick to that, and even to the detriment of their own health, even if it causes emotional stress, you know what I mean, they're just trying to make it work because in their head, that's the thing that they have to do. They're trying to force it instead of just letting it happen.
Word.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I could definitely say a thing or two about that relationship. Between that relationship and the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship, I definitely feel both of those guys. And that's kind of where my disconnect started. You know, I'm not going to blame the other party. I'm not, because I got my own shit that I can be blamed for as well. But, you know, it gets to the point where you don't want to lose yourself. You know, you get to an age where, you know, some people may call it a midlife crisis or whatever the hell they want to call it. I don't give a shit what they call it. It becomes a point where you stand up and say, enough is enough. That's it. I don't want to do this no more. I don't want to be involved with you anymore. I don't want anything at all. The only thing I want, you know, in my situation, children, obviously. So it's a little more complicated, but you know, when individually, and it's me and her, it's like, you know what? I feel like I'm losing myself and who I am. And I'm sure she can say the same thing as I am. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be able to speak freely, be free, and say the things that I want to say and feel. You know what I'm saying? And if I make a mistake, I want to know what my mistake is and learn from my mistake and move on and make it better. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you can't do that in a relationship or in specific or certain types of relationships.
And you said something earlier. You said something earlier. You was like, y'all been together for 25 years. So y'all literally was together when y'all was kids.
I was 15. She was 16. Facts.
So it's kind of hard to like be like, to grow together, in a sense, sometimes. Sometimes it's going to get to a point where it's get a little bit stagnant, right, growing together.
Right.
So it does seem like, okay, I got to go find my own lane.
Right.
Because my identity is pretty much tied.
Hello, podcasting. How are you?
you know,
that was my lane, like, straight up.
You know what I'm saying? Like I gotta find my own lane, because my identity is tied to you.
Yep.
No matter what, my shit is tied to you. We got kids, we're married, we've been together since we were kids. So it's hard to kind of see past this.
Sure.
So when you start to look for individuality, it kind of does create the disconnect. It does. Yeah. Because like,
and it causes a rift.
Because you're evolving.
Like, yeah.
Y'all are evolving, and it's kind of hard to evolve when you kind of when the person already knows you.
Right.
It's hard to evolve when the person already knows you. Like you trying to change.
It's like, why are you changing
up? Yes, I'm trying. Yeah, like, oh, you trying to change? Yes, mm-hmm. I'm trying to. I got to. Like, it's a new level. I got to go to a new level. If not, we're gonna be here together, just hitting bumping heads all day.
Right. All right, guys. I appreciate y'all being here. Seriously, and it's been great. I love the conversation we have. But now it's time to get canceled.
Oh, we're getting canceled.
Today we have FMKs, fuck, marry, kills. You have to fuck one, you gotta marry one, you have to kill one. Qua, sorry, they're all females, but this is how we do it here, and I guess do the best you can, I suppose. I don't know how it goes exactly, but today's FMKs are Lala Anthony, Julia Fox, and Tracy Ellis Ross. So I'm going to go, as always, I go to Mr. Brandon first. So, Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry?
Why got to start it all first? What the hell?
Because.
What the shit is going on? What the fuck is going on with this shit today? I got to start it off? Fuck. Damn, man.
Because I like calling you Mr. Brandon. That's all.
Oh, my God. Why I got to start it off? Okay. Shit. Okay. Oh my God. I'm marrying Tracy Ellis Ross.
Ooh. The
I'm
money.
Marrying Tracy Ellis Ross. No. It's Tracy Ellis Ross.
I mean, because of who her Joan. Mom is.
No, that's Joan, man, from Girlfriends. Like, if you don't, like, come on, man.
That's quality right there.
That's top shelf. That's like, come on. That's a come on.
A bottle of tequila right there, boy.
they ain't bringing that shit out with the sparklers. They like that's you gotta go to the bar, like
to the back of the room for that drink.
Yeah, you gotta ask for that shit. Like, hey, can I get that? Like, can I get that? Yeah. Like,
oh, sorry.
I'm fucking Lala. That's obvious. Like. It's Lala. This is the same thing. Like, it's Lala, bro. Come on, man. Like, come on. It's Lala. Come on. Yeah, I gotta kill Julia Fox. Just because I don't want shit Kanye had.
She's a
weird. I don't want shit Kanye had. I'm good. I'm good. Even when I picked Kim, I was like, I'm only marrying her for her money. Like, I'm not like I don't want shit Kanye had.
Alright. So you're marrying, excuse me. So you're marrying Tracy Ross. You're yep. fucking Lala, and
yep.
you're killing Julia Fox.
Yeah.
Kwamea, I'm gonna go to you next.
We should say hold on. We should save up for last. We gotta save up for last. We should go to DC. I want to see DC first. DC. I want to see DC first. We gonna save our lives. We gotta save our lives. Cause I want to see that. I want to get an answer. All right,
We can do that. All right, DC. Who you fucking? Who you marrying? Who you killing?
I don't even know who fuck Julia Fox is, so she got to go first.
She dead.
Deuces.
Burial.
12 feet. What is it? 6 feet normally? Yeah, 12 feet for her. That's a tough choice, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now you leave me with Lala, man, and I remember her from MTV, yo.
Mm.
Back before the money, back when she was just Lala from the
street. TRL, you know what I'm saying?
But then you
know the recall for real.
Tracy Ellis got that Humvee on the back, man. She dragging a wagon, dog. So I'm gonna have to marry Tracy, man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to, because Lila got cheated on, man. So that, again, anybody, that's the same thing with Chloe, man. That means the box ain't good enough to marry, just good enough to have.
Damn.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Melo just seemed off to me. I don't know.
That too. Yeah. But it's still, man. It's still.
Melo's a young dude, man. That's all.
Yeah, it's
like that nigga 52, man. He ain't young. I don't know, man. It's a coin toss, man. You can flip it. It's 50-50. I mean, if I can take them, marry them both, I would. But for the premise of the game, I know. For the premise of the game.
He tells me that shit all the time. He tells me that shit all the time. You can't.
I'm going to marry Tracy and bang Lala, man.
Okay. All right. Since you want Quad to go last, I'm going to go next.
Okay.
All right. I'm definitely killing Julia Fox all day. Man. And there's a reason for that. Just because of who Tracee Ellis is. You know what I'm saying? I would fuck her all day, every day. And I'm marrying Lala. Oh, my God. I am marrying Lala because I'm definitely banging Lala. I'm married. We don't be banging, all right? And plus, I've seen Lala's tatas on Power, okay? Lala's tatas were beautiful on Power, okay? But so that's my wife.
Young dragging that wagon, man.
Lala too, though. Lala too.
Yeah, but I think Jones is a little more perplexing.
That's all right. That's all right. She might try to kill me.
Plus, Tracy
is
I like goofy women. So Tracy.
That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point. She is, yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't just the aesthetics. Somebody like dude can make me laugh. Make me
laugh. I'm saying girlfriends. Yeah. Like girlfriends like that. It's like, yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Plus, she looks like right. Mama.
Miss Qua, who you got?
So. I think we all in one accord on this, honestly. It's like, as soon as you put it up, I already had it. So, of course, Tracy all day, quality woman. I love the badunkadunk. She comes with substance. Absolutely. Now, Lala, I definitely will fuck Lala due to the fact that I did see her boobs on Power. Not only that, but she has a nice body. She looks like she would be somebody that just to have fun, just temporarily. Maybe to y'all, the box maybe not good. Maybe Melo just ain't know what to do with that particular type of box. But a woman always know what a woman and how to do and treat a woman's body right all day. Now, Megan Fox, I don't do white girls, so she going to die. I'm going to leave her ass with the shark.
Julia Fox.
Julia. Same shit.
Whatever the fuck, y'all look the same to me. Just like we look the same to them. So I don't give a fuck what her name is. She's dying anyway.
Listen, Julia Fox, if you see this, you dead as fuck. Like, good God.
Four
oh
killed you.
My God. Holy shit. You might be. I don't fucking know. I don't want nothing to get to your head.
I honestly don't know who she is. So, by default.
I don't want shit to your head.
Oh, she was with Kanye?
Yeah.
That was a girl you dated right after Kim.
Right after, right oh, now, yeah, right? They still kind of dating, that. Right?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
She's in Uncut Gems.
Who?
She's in Uncut Gems.
What?
Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I ain't never seen that. I don't even watch.
Nah, it's a good flick. You should check it out.
Yeah.
I don't know Netflix, so.
yeah.
She thick as fuck. She thick as fuck. It's just, I'm good.
I can't do right. White women. That's just... Yeah.
No, I think she's beautiful, to be perfectly honest. Yeah. But if we're gonna put her in that category, like
two.
You said,
those two.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
She got no chance.
That was unfair.
Yeah, she's got no chance.
That was unfair.
Nah.
You did it dirty.
That was kind of easy. That was the easiest one.
You set her up for failure.
I really did.
You set her up for failure. You put her out there with Lala and Tracy Ellis.
Yeah, I set her ass up smooth for fail.
Hey, that's like motherfucking two Ferraris in a motherfucking Yugo. And you be like, hey, you want this Yugo?
Yeah, if anybody has any complaints about these FMKs, just understand that Brandon is the one that comes up.
Oh, look at shit. Yeah, throw me out of the bus fast or something.
Get that bus again. That motherfucker run 2 times a day now, huh?
That shit. Yo, he threw me out of okay, we gotta do a better FMK. That shit was
And let's do it next week. We'll do it next week.
Yeah, we gotta do it next week. Facts, she got massacred. I'm sorry, Julia Fox. I did not expect everybody to just scatter your body everywhere. I did not expect that.
Why not?
Scattered
the shit out your body.
Ellis Ross and Lala.
She got put in a fucking you put her up there bucket with like fingers. All right, man. Let's close this out. Mr. Brandon, can you please summarize this episode?
Okay. Holy shit. How the fuck do I summarize this? Okay. I have no clue. All right. Disconnection. Some of us have to eventually adjust to disconnection a lot. Like sometimes in life, we forget that disconnection isn't a bad thing. Sometimes we take it on ourselves as that, you know, we got distant, so we feel like disconnection is a bad thing for us, and we take it on ourselves. It's more of a problem for ourselves. But disconnection can also lead to the best position for life, because now you know who's riding with you and who's not. I think sometimes we forget that. I feel like we put people in our lives and we make sure that people stay in our lives forever when they're not supposed to be in our lives forever. They're just supposed to be here for that week, that month, or that year. And we keep them there forever because we think that this is perfect for this moment. We don't understand the moment is just for that. And we think that's forever, and it doesn't last forever. It's a disconnection that sometimes we have in our own selves. We have self-disconnection where we kind of question everything we do. And it could lead to having trust in people that shouldn't be trusted. So I would hope more people will understand that a disconnection isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes you need it to create a new lane for yourself. FMKs. I'm sorry, Julia Fox. I did not expect them to massacre you massacred you.
You did. You can't tell me you didn't when you made that list. There was no way in hell you thought she had it. Her snowball's chance in hell. You thought she had a puncher's chance, huh?
I like it. At least
somebody gonna maybe. Check. La la. All
right. She did up until he said Tracy.
La la.
It was La La. No, it was definitely La. It was definitely La.
I was trying to create something different, and it just went to shit. It went to shit very, very fucking fast. It went to shit very. DC buried you already 12 feet. We just put the rest of the fucking, you know, the rest of the shit around you. Damn, man. I don't know if a person could get buried. You got tossed in the ocean. That shit wasn't even close. Like, nobody got tossed in the ocean. That shit is not even close. Like, good God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not expect people to just mercifully destroy you. I did not expect that.
It was no mercy.
They just gave no fucks. So I'm sorry about that. Lala. Lala. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Lala's tatas. That's enough. That's all we need to say.
Those titties on the internet because I ain't seen them.
You haven't seen.
She was on Power. Power.
I don't even really watch cable TV, bro.
Yeah, you too busy. You too busy.
You busy. Yeah, you busy.
We get it.
That's the reason why I don't watch it.
Just look up Lala's Tatas. You'll be out.
Very simple. Yeah, very simple. It's very simple.
T-A-T-A.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's like bananas. How to spell bananas. We don't fucking know. We don't fucking know. B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A- You don't know how to spell that shit.
I don't know that shit in my life. Somebody asked me to.
So good, man.
And
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Don't close it out. Don't close it out until we let everybody give their plugs.
Yeah, right? I'm about to just say that. Thank you to our family for coming through, for doing this with us tonight. Y'all are our first guests ever on Dark Therapy Sessions, so I don't know if y'all should pop bottles or what. take with that as you may. I don't know what to do with that, but take that as you may. It's a special occasion because we don't do this shit a lot. And honestly, would you want to say, man?
My bad. Nah, I was just saying, please, everybody, please give your plugs. We're going to start with Mrs. Kwa. You know, she she joined in late to the party, but not that late, obviously. But please give your plugs and how people can find you and your podcast, please.
Yes. So, of course, this is your girl, Kwame Ebba. For those can't pronounce, you call me Q Kwa or Eva Queen. I am the founder, creator, CEO, and most importantly, the host of Pillow Talk with the Tea podcast. I come on every Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on Instagram. You also can find me on where every single podcast are hosted, uploaded, downloaded, and just to name a few, of course, Pandora, iHeart, Amazon, Spotify, and Google. And not only that, you could be able to go subscribe and to check out any missed episodes from season one to currently up to season four right now, live on, well, not live, but you know what I mean, on my YouTube page. Go subscribe. And not only that, you could also check and see your girl in the reality show that's called Soul Sisters Reality, live right now on YouTube. And season two will be coming to your screens near you later on this year. And thank you so much, family. I appreciate you guys inviting me. I appreciate it. Always have a great, amazing energy and vibe when I come. And not to lie, I have to say this. You guys definitely lift up my spirit when I feel like wanting to put a butcher knife to some people. But yeah, but other than that, you guys really lift up my spirit, and you guys definitely, you know, wash the negative off, and you inspire and pour positive into me. And so I definitely appreciate the laugh, the love, and the true motherfucking support.
That's sweet.
Didi, sometimes you gotta put a butcher knife to a motherfucker. They need to understand shit.
Facts.
No doubt about it. I understand.
DC.
Definitely talking about y'all on the positivity tip. I just want to let that be known first before I even go. It's my turn. I go now. Okay. I am Darius DC Chambers, host of What the Shit. I am operating on God mode. For those who don't know, that's greatness on a different level. I am trying to uplift not only, how can I say this, Akron, Ohio, Canton, and just Ohio period, but also put a spotlight on other podcasters, artists, pretty much everybody who feel like they don't have a voice. Trying to make sure that their voice is heard in a different way, and also be able to talk shit, because that's what I do. So you can catch us on Instagram, that's What the Shit _podcast. You can catch us on Opolis Radio. Go ahead and download that app. Do it right after you get off this, because then you still got to watch this, so don't do it right now. But Opolis Radio app, you can catch the shows on there, all the dope shows on there. iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, Good Pods, anywhere that you can find audio, you can catch that. And also on Facebook is What the Stuff Podcast. We would be the shit, but Mark Zuckerberg's a bitch and he don't want to let us be great. Getting past that. I mean, that's pretty much it, man. You know, Twitter, everywhere. I mean, we're everywhere. There's no excuse for why you can't find What the Shit anymore. You know, getting ready to close out season 5 on Wednesday. Get ready to go out of season 6. Also bringing back two series that we started, one called Kingish, the other being Queenish, where we just take a panel of men, a panel of women, and just have real conversations, real discussions, real topics, men and women separately. So that's coming back this season. I think Kingish is going to be the Wednesday before Father's Day. We're looking at that. And Queenish, I'm actually still trying to fill the slots. So it's just an opportunity for women to get around other women and really just open up and talk, for men to get around each other and open up and talk, because we feel that's important. Just being able to speak freely, one, and two, talk about a whole bunch of different wide range of topics and stuff. So that's it, man. Season 6 is coming in June. Get ready because the party continues. That's pretty much it, man. I want to thank y'all for having me, man. Every time I come around, y'all, I ain't going to say what Q said because that's not me. I'm not going to get all Q with y'all niggas.
I'm going to start some shit now.
Oh, I'm going to tell you niggas, y'all cool, man. RC, you all right, man, when you want to be, man. take that for what it's worth.
I deserve it. It's all good.
Yeah, all right, nigga. I don't care what they say about you. You all right. No matter what they say about you, you all right with me, brother. That's all I can say.
Holy shit.
Don't let them tell you nothing any different. No, man. Y'all cool, brothers, man. Enjoy kicking appreciate with y'all you, every time. Can't wait to do this torture again Tuesday. But, you know, it's always a good time, man, to be able to talk shit, unwind, unpack, man, because not everybody know what we go through trying to make shit work. So being around facts, people who knows what going, like the traumas and the trials and tribulations of what you're going through makes it a little easier to get through it, man. Because people who don't know, I said this before, it ain't easy to be able to, you know, turn the charm on and try to entertain for an hour, 2 hours and still deal with everyday life shit that everybody go through on top of trying to keep content going, and it's a cutthroat game because the moment you take a break, it's 5 other shows, you know, that jump on some shit that you might have been talking about. So it's nerve wracking, but at the same time, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful process to create and to be able to express yourself in the avenue that you love, and we obviously love talking because we do this. So word. I appreciate everybody's work, enjoying what y'all do. Keep doing it and never stop.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate y'all both. Thank you so much for being here for real. Y'all are the first guests. So y'all going down in history for that, for real, for real. And, you know, when we started this, it was all about just kind of just us. And we wanted to be as dark and as humorous as fucking possible. We wanted to kind of offend, but at the same time, be able to speak what our minds were, you know, saying, you know, those kind of things. And that's all we ever wanted, man, was to be able to express ourselves freely without being judged, without, you know, without having Zuckerberg on our asses, without having Google on our asses, without having, you know, all these other things on top of us telling us what these things that we can and can't say. So, you know, to be able to still be live and to have this podcast and to have this platform and to be able to have guests like y'all, man, it's we really, really do appreciate it for real, for real. Thank you so much for being here. For me, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR on Instagram, Catch the Dark Therapy Session on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, all major platforms. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, we email us your FMKs, would you rathers, and fucked up videos to darktherapysession@gmail.com. Mr. Brandon, please close us out.
All right. Brand new show, YouTube channel. Catch all of us this tomorrow, I guess midnight. Monday or Monday midnight, some shit like that. I forgot. Eastern time, 11 Central time, will be the top 10 greatest actors ever list, which will be that. Yeah, I've been posting some clips. I can't explain the clips. I just post them. They do all the work. I just sit there and laugh. So they do all the work. I just sit there and laugh.
Not to interrupt you, but can y'all explain to me how a motherfucker make a list and make y'all do the list for him? That's some slave shit.
It's genius.
I know. Opinion. Like, it's fucking free labor. Like, it's source labor. Like, this nigga come up with a top 10 list, but we got to do it for him.
The list that have impacted my life, but yeah, y'all got to do it.
Yeah, but y'all, it's my life, but y'all going to tell it. The story for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
I want to get the input. I need the input. I need to see where everybody's life has been.
Input. Work for you. Copy and paste our shit to your list and make it sound like yours. It's cheating.
No, that's called school. No, that's called school. You if you know how to cheat and you don't get caught, then, yeah, hey, yeah,
you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. No, I swear.
Hey, bro.
All right, my bad. Go ahead, close out, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, brand new show on Instagram. I got a Facebook and I got a TikTok and a YouTube channel, brand new show. Shout out to everybody that has been subscribing, I guess, and sharing the clips and everything. I appreciate it. Dark Therapy Sessions, Gmail, like always, send us everything to our Gmail, YouTube channel, subscribe. What else? Lord Jesus. See, this is the point where I get kind of confused because I have so much shit going on.
UrbanBoulevard.us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. UrbanBoulevard.us. Use the code Brandon.30 for 30% off of your purchase. Catch an ad from my podcast, Brandon New Show, on the Don't Be Press podcast, dropping this Friday. I think that's May 20th. I'll be doing an ad for them on there. So if you hear it, hopefully you guys support it. So man, it'll be on there.
Big time, man.
It says the man is on already.
You niggas is out here doing commercials and shit.
Man, you got the top five podcasts and motherfucking. All
right, I said the man is on the radio. Says the man got a radio.
I still want more. I'm greedy.
But oh man,
no,
and,
that's dope, though, man.
Yeah, but Dark Therapy Sessions, man. My brother RC already knows how much I love doing this with him, man. We do this damn near every Monday. It's very special to do it on a Saturday and have two guests like this, our family. And I want to close out with this. DC said it earlier, you know, God mode. You know, it comes from the tribal chief himself, Roman Reigns. But I think I speak this into existence. Roman Reigns probably would not be where he's at today if it wasn't for his bloodline. And for me, this podcast community, my family that's in this room with me, everybody that comes through on Tuesdays is my bloodline when it comes to this podcast world. So I'm very happy that we are all in this, and we've been doing this since day one. So I'm pretty happy that we are still here, still kicking it, and it ain't a disconnect in this situation. So thank y'all, and it's been Dark Therapy Sessions. Peace.